It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
If you're just tuning in for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Ray is on the phone, and Ray has a serious situation.
Yeah.
Kind of a big life situation that he needs help with. Ray actually proposed to his girlfriend. They've been together for about a year, and he did it with a big show at a restaurant, had all the waiters bring out roses, had a violin player and everything, got down on one knee, and asked if she would marry him. And she leaned into his ear and said, "I'm going to say yes so that I don't embarrass you, but we really need to talk about this." And she hasn't talked to him about it, and it's been about a week now, and so he's asked for our help to see if we can give him some advice on how to get her to tell him what the problem is. I think that you get her off guard, right? Laughter kind of diffuses situations a lot of times. So when you start talking to her, I'm just going to play this underneath your conversation. She might laugh at it, and then she'll be caught off guard, and you'll get her to open up, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's going to do much.
It's not very good, is it? I feel like you have to give her, like, a safe space to do it in, per se, right? So you got to make sure that she realizes that what she tells you, you're not going to attack her for it or something.
No, I'm not going to attack her for it. I guess if I say that she can say whatever she wants, she'll feel supported, then maybe she'll be a little more willing to open up. Yes, so maybe that's a good piece of advice.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll dial the phone number right now and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. I'll have that music ready in case you need it, okay?
Yeah, please
don't. Cue the music.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Oh, hey.
How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from a work phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you have a second to just have a quick chit-chat here?
What do you want to talk about?
Can we just talk about what happened at the restaurant the other night?
I'm just not ready to talk about that yet, okay? Can I just have a few more days?
Listen, I don't want to pressure you into saying anything you're not ready to say, but I would like to get some insight as to what's going on in your mind, because right now, as it stands, it's just up in the air, and I have no idea what you're thinking, and I wish that you would just share with me what's going on. What is the reason? I mean, it's killing me. I really would just like to know.
I don't know how to say it.
Well, what are you thinking? Is it me?
No. I don't have a good answer for you right now.
I mean, over the last week, I've been absolutely confused and honestly baffled as to why, one, you're not sharing with me what you're thinking. I asked friends, like, am I reading the situation wrong? Am I pressuring her? Is it too soon? And everybody is pretty much shocked the same way that I am right now, and no one really understands, most of all me, what you're thinking. And you're not willing to, it's just strange. You're not willing to tell me what's going on.
I know. It's just, I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to tell you. I don't know how to not hurt you. Oh, God.
So there is something then?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, well, I mean, that's progress. At least I know that there's something in your mind. So can you at least share with me what that is? Was it something I said? Was it something I did? Was it that time when you got upset when I cursed in front of your mom and she got upset?
No, not that.
So what is it? Why can't you give me an answer if you'll marry me or not?
It's because of your dog.
Because of my dog?
I knew you were going to get mad. I told you I didn't know how to say this.
Hold on. I'm not getting mad. I don't understand how my dog has anything to do with this. You love Toby.
Well, I thought I could just learn to like him. I thought I could just meet him and get to know him and everything would be fine, but it's not. He disturbs me.
He disturbs you. He's a 15-year-old lazy dog who just sits around all day.
Yes, he sits. He sits and watches me. He comes in. His eyes, they just follow me all over the room. I can't walk anywhere in the room without his eyes on me. And then he licks his lips. His tongue just, it's disgusting.
Are you serious? Is this the real reason?
He just freaks me out. I'm sorry.
He's not glaring at you. There's
why?
No...
Why is he looking? Why is he always looking? Why?
Because you're a human being entering the room. I can guarantee you that my dog doesn't have a vendetta against you.
I just can't imagine living in our house, a house that I have with you, and in our living room, there's this dog.
So you're saying that the only way that you'll consider marrying me is if my dog is not in the picture.
I mean, is he in the room? Is he in the room with you right now? I don't want him to hear something that might, like, hurt his feelings.
What? Now you think it has feelings?
Honey?
Hey, Sasha.
What is going on?
Hi, Sasha. How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
Yeah, this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. Are you familiar?
Ray?
Yeah.
We have a show on the radio. And Ray listens to us.
Uh-huh.
And today, Ray wanted our advice on how to approach the subject of you not saying yes to his proposal because he said you weren't telling him any reason why. And I guess now we know the reason.
Oh, my God. Ray, what the...
Look, Sasha, I understand it's a little strange, but I had to ask somebody to give me some advice that might elicit some response from you because I was getting nothing. So
I just asked you to be patient, honey.
Is it really the dog?
Yes, he freaks me out.
So you don't want to say yes to Ray's proposal because he has a golden retriever named Toby who stares at you. That's an interesting. I don't think I've ever heard that reasoning before.
If you, okay, he, the hair, oh God, I can't.
I mean, it's just like the whole big life decision is all based on this dog. It just seems so silly to me.
Ray loves his dog. I mean, they are a package deal. I can't not love the dog and love Ray. I can't make him not have the dog, but I can't get married to a guy that has a dog like that.
A dog like that.
Old dog?
What does that mean?
With the eyes and the staring and the tongue. And I can't imagine spending my life with that dog.
So, wait. Ray, I mean, does this hurt your feelings or does this make you laugh?
It makes me confused. He's a 15-year-old dog, and you keep on saying, I don't want to spend my life. It's not like this is going to be the oldest dog in the history of the world. Like, he's 15.
True.
Yeah.
It just makes me wonder, is that really the issue? Is there something you're not telling?
That's the issue. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that all of you think it's funny. That's really the truth.
Wow.
It's out there now.
Huh.
Yeah.
So what are you guys going to do then? I mean, can you have a relationship with Ray still?
I hope so. I mean, I love you, honey.
I love you, too. I'm just, I don't know what you want me to say. I have a dog. It's an old dog. So the dog's not going to be around for a whole lot longer. So.
Well, that's good news.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, can we continue to date until he's not around? And then we can, I guess, revisit the question.
Sorry, I think that would be the best thing, yes.
What? You guys are just going to wait till a dog dies and then get engaged?
I can't.
Oh, no.
Sasha, you can still get engaged right now. Just don't move in right away.
No, I think it's better if we wait.
I mean, if that's how you really feel, Sasha, you know, I love you, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you, so I guess... If that's truly the case, then let's just wait until Toby's gone and revisit the question.
All right. So
this is sick.
Once dog kicks the bucket, you two can start your life together.
Poor Toby.
Oh, no. He's going to die. Everyone's going to be like, yay,
Toby's gone.